You're on Daf, Chof Aleph, Hamad Aleph. So by the Seifa Omid. Oma Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Ei V'dayin Mitztarfin. Hada Si Rashi, Ei V'dayin, Shtar Shekosav Boi Henpik, V'chosmu Adayonim Al Henpik Shaloi. So we have a shtar, and a hempik was written on the shtar, which is Mekayim the shtar, which is saying that this shtar was Niskayim bebezden. Ula'achas man, k'sheheitziu ha-malve ligvois, when the malve took out this shtar, which was a Mekuyim the kishtar, irer ha-loive loime mezuyifu, so the loive came and said, it's a mezuyif to kishtar. The shtar is mezuyif. The hempik is mezuyif. The whole thing is one big ziyif. Ubo echod mei eidei hashtar veheyid al ksav yodai. So one of the eidei hashtar came and was meyid al ksav yodai. Veechod min hadayonim heyid al ksav yodai. And one of the Dayonim was Meyid al-Ksav Yodai, that he was one of the Dayonim that was Mekayim Vishtar, Mitztarfen Lahakshiroi. So the Eid and the Dayan are Mitztaref Lahakshiroi. I'd like to mention the Shita Mekabetzes asks a Ha'ore. He says, we're going to have a whole sugya on this halacha. So he says, how do we understand that the dayan should be mitztarif? Because you only have one aid on the second chesima of the shtar. That means the one aid that says zeksav yodi, so fine. So that's amonisha b'shtar heimeidim, so you have 50% of the Eidus Almonisha Bishtar. Now we need another 50%. On the other Eid, we only have one Dayan saying Eidus, and it's not Mezuyif, it was Niskayim. So how could one Dayan be Nemo to be Machsha Bishtar? So he wants to say that the Dayan is Meyid, that this Shtar was Niskabel Bebezden, was Niskayim Bebezden. So it's like he's saying, Eidus, that Nechkiro Eiduson Shel Eilu Bebezden, V'Niskayiv Ploini, and the Loive was Niskayiv this amount of money. That means he's also being made that he owes a money. The Eid HaChosum is made al money shebishtar, and the Dain is being made that in Bezden we paskin that this person also owes a money. It's just like he said, Ploini nischayev bebezden shall ploini money. That's what he is saying. So you have two people being meyid al monish bishtar, and therefore it's mitzurif. That was the havamin of the Gemara. Oma Romi bar Chome kame ma'alya hoshmaitis gevaldik it's a merdik alomdis that you could be mitzarif the Hagodis Hadayim together with the Eid, and now you have two people being Meyid Almonish Ebishtar. Omar Rove, Mai Mal Yuse, what's the Maila, what's the Chshivas of this Dikteire? Mai Deko Masi Tzade, Loiko Masi Daina. O Mai Deko Masi Daina, Loiko Masi Tzade. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Maide kamasit sade. Eide yeshtar meidin almoni shebishtar. He's meid almoni shebishtar kerabono. Vadayoni meidin befoneinu niskayim. So the Shita Mekubet says pshat, that Rove asked, the dayin is not meid on the chiyuv of the loive. The dayin is meid al kiyum ashtar. Shahadayin, af al pi shemeyid al hashtar, lehavi kim meyid shenishayiv shimin leruvin. Sharei adayonim leiniskiku lechayiv shimin betashlumim, el lohoyit shashtar emes, vashtaru mechayiv shimin veloy adayonim. Ilkehain eidus eid vadayim in yenechod. So Memele, so that's that was Rovis Kasha. That means you don't have what to be Mitzarif if the Bezdin, when they were Mekayim the Shtar. So it comes out from their Psak that the Loiva owes the money that is written in the Shtar. So then you have two Eid Echod which are made that this person owes a money. The Eid Achosum, is Meid Almoni Shebishtar, and the Dayan, one of the Dayanim is also Meid, that in Bezin we paskin, he owes a money. So you have two people saying he owes a money. But Rove asked, it is not true, the Kiyum of the Shtar does not go so far. It's not a Kiyum. The Dayanim never get involved. If he owes, if he doesn't know. They stop by the shtar. Later you want to schlep him to a din teiris. If I can't take the shtar, we were just mekayim the shtar. Now with the shtar you'll be able to be mitzi mamon. But we were never made al chiyuv shel aloiv. So memele, so you just have one. So we have one person being made al kashrus hashtar. And you need, and which is not sufficient, and one person being made almoni shebishtar. That's what Rashi says. Vadayonim idem v'neinu niskayim, that the shtar was niskayim, but we're not saying an chiyu. We're not saying that the loiva owes money. The eid eshtar is being made almoni shebishtar, but not us, we're just being made al kashrus hashtar. He's only 1/8. Elo ki osa romi ba yecheskel oma loise tsesinu lahani kloli dekal Yehuda ochi mishmei dishmu. So, romi ba yecheskel said, don't listen to what Rabbi Yehuda said b'shem shmu, because it's 100% wrong. Eid v'dayin eino mitstarfim. Now the Gemara brings a maise. Ikla Rav Noi Achve the Rav Chiya Bar Abba Lemizban Shumshemi. Rav Noi came to purchase Shumshemi. V'oma Hochi Oma Shmu. And when they went to purchase Shumshemi, they had a speak and learning. So Rav Noi said over a member of Shmuel, Eid V'dayin Mitztarfin. Omar Ameimer heard this, Kame Malye Hoshmaitem, Meredik Shmuel Stikteire. Omar Le Ravashi La Meimer Mishum De Kalso Avua De Imoch. Your grandfather also praised this Stikteire. At Nami Mikalsalo, so you also praise it. It seems it runs in the family. That you seem to hold up this dikteir, aber kvar pircha rova, rova shlugged it up, that you can't say eid v'dayim itself. Zogt Rashi, Rav Yehuda achve de Rami b'yecheskel habe. Ikla Rav Noi lemizben shumshemi garsin, v'loi garsin in de ikla, v'loi garsin in legabon. This is a new story. V'lav Rami amro. Rami did not say over this maaser. Why not? the Efshalema came Shamarami Aidizuala Maima Varabashi, Che Rav Ashi Kama Doire Soya Acho, the Omrinem Bikdushin, Yoim Shemais Rav Yehude Noilad Rove, Yoim Shemais Rove Noilad Rav Ashi. So Meile Rav Ashi was born much later, so Rami, who was in the times of Rove, thoughts upon him, he never would have brought down this Maise from Rav Ashi. Avu Adimach Rami Bar Chome. Let us see Taisvis. Eid V'dayim Mitztalfen. Mashme da afilu bishtar mekuyin, chayshin en shemes ziyef lechsimes hadayonim. That means the chshash ziyef is not only on a shtar, the chshash ziyef is also on a maise bezden. Bezden writes that this is a mekuyim de kishtar, so it could be this maise bezden is also mezuyef. Vechay mashme bi yirishalmi de gitten beperik ben tzoyre. Oh, the sanye betesefte de shviyis prusbo hamekusher. A prusbo is a maise bezden, that a person is moise shtaroisov le bezden, his choyves the bezden, that when it comes shviyis, he's permitted to be goyve the choyves. Now, yet a prusbo hamekusher, that the each shure was sewn up, is Rabbi Yehuda Omer Eidim Choismi Mibachutz, so the Eidim that are Mekayim, the Chsimis Hadayonim, are Choismi Mibachutz, Hadayonim Mibifnim, that means you have the outside of the Shtar and the inside of the Shtar, and each line is sewn up, just like a Get Mekusha, so you have a Prusbo Mekusha. So the Eidim chasme on the outside, the Dionim chasme on the inside. Omru loy, so they told him, ein maise bezn tzorich kiv. You don't have to be mekayim b'chlala pruzbo. So you don't need Eidim mibachutz. If you have the pruzbo mibifnim that is gechasmet from bezdin, so that's sufficient. So we have a problem. So, from the Seft, it would seem that a Maise Bezden does not need Kiyum. And also, it would seem that a Maise Bezden does need Kiyum. So, Taisva says two Terutzim. I know Dafke be Prusbul, Mishum Denemon Odom Loime Prusbul Oyeli Be'ovat. So, Taisva says a very Geshmake Terutz. The halacha is, afilu, a malva is not moitzi a prusbo. He comes to the loive and he mons the choif. And the loive asks, where's the prusbo? He says, oh, I wrote a prusbo and I lost it. So he's nemom, because it was biyode to write a prusbo. So I believe him that he wrote a prusbo. So memele, so if the malva has an emonis, to say that there was a prusbo, even though he doesn't show the prusbo, so avada givis if he brings a prusbo, so the loiv is zichan anemon to say it's a mezuyif to ke prusbo. I mean, the mal doesn't even have to show the prusbo, he's anemon to say that he made a prusbo. So here by a prusbo, there's no tainis mezuyif. So that's very good. If you hold that the malve is nemon to taina prusbel oyel even ever. Vafilu leman de yoma ein nemon. There's a man de yoma that says that the malve is not nemon to taina prusbel oyel even ever. So he has to show the prusbel. So lochayre then it be a svare to say that, that the loive ketaine mezuyif, who says this is a prusbo. Maido hu de loiboy kiyam. But even though he has to show a prusbo, but a prusbo you don't have to be mekayim. So Tosfos is very unclear. Tosfos does not explain why it is that way. That a puzbul, a henpek needs a kiyum. Henpek you can tie in a mezuyif. And the puzbul you can't tie in a mezuyif, even though he has to show the puzbul. So in Ayelas Hashacha I saw that he wants to say pshat and Tosfos as follows. That when were they misakin that the loive is able to tie the mezuyif? That is dafke if the loive has a yediyah on this tine. That means if the loive knows he never borrowed any money and the malva comes with a shtar. So memela, so they gave the loive and the monas to tine mezuyif that you need kiyum. Because these in Yonim, if there was Alvor, if there was a Alvor Bishtar, there wasn't Alvor, this the Loive is very much acquainted with this Mitzias. So Memele, so he can tie them as Uyif, because he's very much aware if there was a Alvor Bishtar or not. Masha Einkein, he wants to say by a Prusbul, how does the loive know that the malva wrote a puzbul? He didn't write a puzbul. I mean, how does this? This is the malva's an asik. The malva, before Shemitah, goes and writes a puzbul. So the loive should be able to tie. No, you. I know you didn't write a puzbul. This a mezuyif to a puzbul. Asis here, they never gave the loive a koyach to tiny mezuyev, since bechlal in this inyan he doesn't have a special yediyah. How does the loive get this yediyah more than anyone else? So mamela they didn't give him a nemonis to tiny mezuyev. That's what the Ayelas Hashacha says. Perhaps we could say, I don't know if this is an emesip shot, about Koponim, according to one Mahalach, I don't know if Tosfos holds like this, could be that this could be Pshat in Tosfos. The Mordechai in Gittin, Simin Shin Pei, Perik HaSheleach, brings down a very interesting Machlokes HaRishonim. One of the Rishonim asked Rabbi Avigdor Cohen such a Shaila. But from the Shaila, we see how he understood Pshat, the whole union of Shemitah's Ksofen. He asked the Shaila as follows. Reuven had lent Shimon money. 7 years passed already. Shemitah passed. He never said Meshamatani. Now it's the 8th year. So the Malva wants the Mon again. The Malva wants the Mon the next 6 years. And this Rishon understood Pshat, the whole halacha of Shemitah is, you're not permitted to mon in Shemitah, like Sigois. There's a mitzvah to be Meshamet, fine. He didn't mon in Shemitah, he wasn't Meshamet. Now it's not Shemitah anymore, so he has another 6 years. Next year, next time around Shemitah, maybe it'll be more from him, maybe it will be Meshamet. But the vial, he wants the mon. That's how one of the Rishonim learned Pshat. And Rabbi Avigdor Cohen says, it seems this Rishon was also Mesupik in this Sad, that Shemitah is Afkata de Malke. That not Pshat is that the Malve has to be Mishamet Achoyv, and without him being Mishamet Achoyv, the Loive still owes him money. No, there's no chayv whatsoever. There's a mitzvah to say mishamatani, which is also true. But lemaisa, there's no chayv after Shemitah. That's what Rabbi Avigdor Cohen says. And Be'emesin, the Minchas Chinuch, also says this yesod in Simin Tofayin Zayim. Also he says that after Shemitah, there's no chayv anymore. And if the malve will mon from the loive, besides being over loisigis, is over loisigzo. He doesn't know him anymore. Now, if we would learn, like the Rishon that asked Rabbi Avigdor Cohen, then we would have a very geschmack of pshat and teisvis. That means, according to this Rishon, Shemitah is a yiradeya dekedin, not a choshen mishpat dekedin. That means that when it comes Shemitah, he's still, the loiv is still owes the malva, the money. There's a mitzvah on the malva that he shouldn't mourn from him. There's a mitzvah on the malva to be mishamet to choy. These are mitzvahs. If he does them, tovayolo broche. If he doesn't do them, so he was mavatal these mitzvahs, so mameil will be nenesh. But to the etzem choyiv, the etzem choyiv never became nifka. So what is the whole inyan of pruzbal according to him? The whole inyan of pruzbal is, if you're moise the choyiv lebezden, so then there are no isurim, there's no leisigais, there's no mitzvah to be mishamid. So it comes out that the whole inyan of pruzbal does not work in choshen mishpat. The whole purpose of the pruzbal is that this permits the malve to be goive. This is mafkia the mitzvah of to be mishamet achoy. So memele the loive has bechlal no schus to taine mezuyev. The whole din that a loive can taine mezuyev is if you're coming to mon from me money shaloi kedin. So they gave the loive a schus that vakelti he's permitted to taine mezuyev to protect his own interests that he's taining it to mezuyev the kishtal. But by a plusbul, I feel the plusbul shall like it, and he's still mourning from you. You still owe him the money. Bishashmita, you still owe him the money. You know, he's Ivanissa. That's not your cheshbon. That's his cheshbon. So it could be, that would be pshat and toisves, that he can't tine, the loiva can't tine him as uya. But if that is the true pshat and toisves, I doubt it very much because it seems Roiv hold that Shemitah is taka nafkata de malke. Now let us start the next sugya on the Chof Aleph Amud Beis. Omar Rav Safre, Omar Rabbi Abbe, Omar Rav Yitzchok Bar Shmuel Bar Marta, Omar Rav Huna. So this memory was said b'shem Rav Huna. The Omri lay, another said, Omar Rav Huna Marav, that the Yisod HaMemre was said, B'Shem Rav. Shloisha sheyoshvu lekayim es hashtar. You have three dayonim that wanted to be mekayim hashtar. Shnayim makirim chasimais yidei edim. Two of the Dayonim recognize the chsimis of the Edim. So they don't have any problems of kiyim. They can be mekayim d'shtar. Ve'echod einay makir. And the third Dayon does not makir the chsimis. Is ad sheloi chosmu. Is if the first two Dayonim as yet did not chasma on this henpik. Me'idim befonoch. So they go and say Edis for this third Dayan. So now that this is the chsime of Reuven and Shimon, v'chaisim, and then this third, and then he chasmes together with them. So you have three Dayanim chasmening on a henpik. Two of them recognize the signature, and the third Dayan, they said Edis in front of him, that this is Reuven and Shimon's signature, the two Edim. Misha Chosmo, but if they first Chasmit, before they were made, before they knew, they recognized the signature, so they already Chasmit on the Enpik, before they were made, before the third Dayan, Ein me'idim, so if they chasmed already, ein me'idim befonov v'chaisim. Now they cannot say edis to him that he should be able now to chasmed and be the third dayan after they chasmed already. Now let us see Rashi. Shloisha sheyashvu bebezdin. Three people sheyashvu bebezdin. You have to know what Rashi is coming to say over here. My shvogar wants to say in Ali Yosef, he wants to say that that Bemison, there is a machloikis harishainim, the two eidim are meyed in front of the third eid. Now, usually we need, by all eidis, need a kabolas eidis bebezden. Bezden has to be mekabel eidim. So, lechayre, who's mekabel, where is there the bezden that is mekabel the eidis of these two dayonim? They're just saying it in front of a third dayan. But what, where's the bezden? Shloisha sheyoshvu bebezden. So other rishonim say, the Rashba says, Amoira de Kechidish, that this is Mikulei Henpik, that we'll have later in the sugya that Eid Nasa Dayan. In Bishas, they are saying Eidis, they have a Din Dayan also. So it comes out they're saying their Eidis Bifnei Bezdin. That means they're saying Eidis, and they're Eidim. At the same time, they're Dayonim, and you have a third Dayan. So Memele, so that's Bebezdin, that means that Rashi wants to say that the Kiyum, that the Hagodis Eidis is also said Bebezdin, because they are the Dayonim Bishas Hagodosom, together with the third Dayan. Likayim Ashta. They want to be in the Kaim Dishta. Ubeloi Hados Eidim. Without Hados Eidim, Sheyeidu Al Ksav Yodim. You don't need that Eidim are Meyid Al Ksav Yodim. Lefisha Dayonim Atzmon Makirim. You don't need Eidis, because the Dayonim alone recognize the signature. Oiso hashnayim makirim oiso. These two are makir. Ve'echod einei makir. And the third dayin does not recognize the signature. Is ad sheloi chosmu hashnayim alehen pik me'idim lifnei ashlishi. So they can say, Eidus of Neishlishi, Shezeu Ksav Yodon Shel Chsume. This is the taka, the true signature of the Chsume. V'choisem imoem al mashe koisve. And then after they say Eidus, so Ichasm is together with them. Ashal nuhi v'kiyam nuhi l'shtora denam. We were mechazik and mekayim Bishtar, b'moisev teloso, we were three dayonim, the ishtemoidano, we recognized the chsimis yodo de sadihi, that this is the chsimis yodo de sadihi. My shvogis moira later will see that this nusach, the ishtemoidano, is said when they recognize the chsime. When Eidim are meyed bifnei bezdin, that this is the chsime of the Eidim, so then there's a different nusach. Rashi Eidim brings down, b'moisev tlosa havine, v'nofek shtora denan kadmone, v'as hidu ploini uploini achsimes yodayu, v'shanu v'kemnu, that they said Eidis in front of us. So there's two nuschois of Kiyam. There's one nusach of Kiyam when the Dayonim recognize the signature themselves. Then they say, Dishta Moidana, we recognized it. If Eidis was said in front of them, so then they write, Ploini, Ploini, Vasidu Ploini, Ploini, Mechsimes Yadayu. So he's Moira, L'chair over here in this Bezdin, the Kiyim was done in Tuifanim. mitzad these two eidim, the mitzad these two dayonim who recognized the semen, ishta meidano. But the third dayon did not recognize the chsime. Two eidim said in front of him, this is the chsime. So he brings down, the Meiri brings down a machloikes harishayim. Other rishayim learned that you have to put this specifically in the shtar, hempik, that the two of us recognized and one of us eidim was said in front of him that this is the chsime. But then he brings down that Rashi Shita is not like that. And he says Rashi Shita is, since the two Dayonim recognize it, the third Dayon is only a tuffel to the two. So he could use this Nusach already, even though all three are Chasmani. You only have to change the Nusach because of the third Dayon. Al Koponim, this is a kosher henpik, if he chasmed, they all chasmed, after they said Eidus in front of the third day. Misha chasmu. But what happens if the first two dayonim chasmed already, before they said Eidus? So ra'ein meidim. So the first chsime is a chsime of sheker. The laf tlosa havi de yodi. There weren't three dayonim. You chasmed on this. Before you said b'moisev tlosa, that there were b'moisev tlosa, we were mekayim this. Yishanu b'kim l'shtar denam b'moisev tlosa. It's not true. That l'maisev, Bishas Yuchasmid, there were not three Dayonim who recognized or who knew that this is Achsimus Emes. The Lach Klos Ahavi the Yodi. So Memele, so the Gemara says that's what either Rav Huna said or Rav said, that the Shloisha, if they'll be made before the third Dayon, before they chasme, it's a kosher henpik. If they chasme and then are made, it's a posel henpik. And Rashi says, because they chasmed b'shekel. Umikasvino, so the Gemara says, this whole henpik, do we write a henpik? What does it say in before the chsima? What does it say in the henpik? In the Hempik it says, B'moisev tlosa havino. In the Hempik it says, we were three and we recognized the chsima. How could you write such a nusach before they say Eidus to the third dayan? There are not three dayanim who are makir the chsima. Frek the Gemara, umi kosvinan, do we write a Hempik? Forget about the chsima. Let's talk about the chsivas Hempik. That it was written, before the Eidus said we were made on their chsime, psule. So the hempik is possible if the hempik was written before the Eidim were made lifnei adayonim. The mischaze kishikre, it's merze kishikre. That means even though there's no chsime, but the etzim nusach ahempach is kimischaze kishikre, because b'shash you're writing this nusach, there are no three Eidim who were makir the chsimes. So, chenami mischazi kishikre. So, this whole thing doesn't make sense. How could Rav Huna or Rav Huna Marav say that if they were meyed, if they were meyed before they were chayisim, it's a kosher hempik, but the hempik was written before they were meyed. So, it's mischazi kishikre. Ela eimo. Achelai kosvu meidim befonov vechoisim. Not achelai chosmu. Achelai kosvu. if the before the hempik was written, so you don't have any nusach of hempik meidim b'fan of a chayisim. Mishekosvu, after the hempik was written, ein meidim b'fan of a chayisim. Then they can't say edus anymore because the hempik was written b'psul. Because the hempik that was written is meschazik yeshikah. You're writing that we three dayonim, were b'kayim l'shtas, even though there's no chsima on it, but the hempik alone is meschazik yeshikah. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Do we write the hempik? Bit mir. V'chi koidem sheniskayim lefnei shloshtam. Before the shtar was niskayim lefnei shloshtam, yichtavu they'll write b'moisev tlosa havina, v'ishte moidana. Could we write such a thing? Before there was any kiyum, before the third die knows about it, ashchis haloshen choizik shemechaskim es hashtar v'koisvin ashanui. The nichtevo, so if the hempik was written mikame dinechavi sadi, achaloi heidu ho'edim al ksav yodom, before the edim were made al ksav yodom, Kosvu adayonim b'moisev t'loso avine v'nofik shtore denan kadmone v'asidu ploini uploini achsimes yodayu v'ashanu v'kaimnu. So we're writing this empik before l'maise it was niskayim. So it's a posala empik. So therefore the Gemara is mishane the memre of Rav Huna or Rav, it's not Tori Acheloi Chosmu, nor Acheloi Kosvu, that the Hempik is only kosher if it was written after all three Dayonim became aware of the Hersher Achsimis. Then it's a kosher Hempik. It was written before that, it's Apostle Hempik. Zog Teisves, so Omar Rav Papi hai Ashrese, teime, de porich mi de Rav Papi, de moes hakashe mi Rav Papi, ube perik hakoisev masi, the Gemara says, the lesser le de Rav Papi mi de Rav Nach, we don't pass to let Rav Papi, there's no such thing as merzi kishikri. The Gemara says that you find a get that someone threw away, according to Rav Meir, and it says Reuven was Megarish Rochel, according to Rav Meir, the Chsimikar, so you take this get out of the garbage, and you go and chasm on it. So kosher get. This was written for a different Reuven, a different Rochel. What's going on? How it was written? Abi Bishas, the Edom chasme. It was gechasmed bekashrus. That's sufficient. The Nusach Hashtar does not bother us, even though Bishasa was written, it was written for someone else, it doesn't mean what it means now. So get minister. V'oi, that's kasha number one. We don't paskin like Rav Papi. V'oi, the bepeire kol aget masik, the Rav, less like the Rav Papi. Rav personally is chaylik on Rav Papi. First taste is kasha, don't paskin. Then Rav is chaylik on Rav Papi. Rav said, a member said, how could you say a member Rav Papi said, fuck it, but Rav is chelik a Rav Papi. Miu ho ikel a teretz. That kasha, the second kasha, we could say a teretz, that we're not asking a kasha on Rav, da alishne da omri lo mishmei da Rav Huna poch. We have two lashaynis in the Gemara. If Rav Huna said this memra, Rav Huna bishmei da Rav said the memra. Good. If Rav Huna bishmei da Rav said the memra, there's nothing to ask from Rav Papi, because Rav is chaylik on Rav Papi. But maybe Rav Huna said the memra, so asking a kasha from Rav Papi. Ve'ein loima da hochi poch. That the Gemara's kasha is as follows. Kiven do omar mishechosmu ein meidim lefonam. Let's forget about the Bekiyas with Rapapi. Here it says, Mishachosmu, Ein Me'idam Lefonov V'chaysa. If they chasmid already, say Me'idam Lefonov V'chaysam. Alme, so what's wrong with that? Chayshinen Lemerzik Yeshikre. So we see alone, Sai from whoever said this memra, we see the Zachason of Merzik Yeshikre. Im kein mishe kosvu atshelo ichos mu nami, tachsive nami merzik yeshikra. He says, the kasha is that we see alone from this memra that you're chayish l'shikra. Because you say mishe kosmu doesn't help. It's also only merzik yeshikra. So what's the difference with chosmo or kosvu? The imkain, so Taisva says, if that is true, avikasha derab adarab, so mamonavshech. If your medame, chsimes adayonim to the ksivis haashrese, so it's a stir in rab. Rab holds ischoylik on rab papi, and rab says mishachosmu. That ain't meidim lefona. The hoche chayish lemerzik yeshikre beperik al ged loy chayish. Now, agav ulche, tachsach mir, plaison ala Yosef also, that there's a machlikis, Rashi and Taisvus in this nekude. Rashi had said pshat, if the two dayonim chasme and the ashrese, before the third dayin is aware of the kiyum, so Rashi says, "Dechsime kamaise b'shikra have." Rashi doesn't call this merzik shikra. Rashi says this is achsime b'shikra. The chasmening, the ashret says three dayonim. We were aware that this is a kosher star, and the chasmening on that document. That's mamish achsime b'shikra. Taisvis for some reason holds this is only merzik yeshikre. So Taisa says, if you'll tell me there's a psula of merzik yeshikre, say besides it is a stir in Rav, Rav is not chayish from merzik yeshikre. So Taisa says, be'emesin mishechosma ein meidem lefonov is not als merzik yeshikre, because he doesn't know the merzik yeshikre. Why am I idem lefono? Elo taime de misha chosmu domi linoigim beedes kenche pirish bekuntres gabi ushe kore iru al echod mehem. So Taisu says there's a new problem. If edem chasmed already on this star that it's a mekuyim dike star, so later, when they're telling over to this third dayan, then noigim beedis. That means they have to say what they're saying. The chasmid already, it's a mekuyim de kishtar. So then noigim beedis, when they're telling it over to the third dayan, so the third dayan can't believe them. That's the problem, mishachosmo. Not als merzik shikre, not als shikre, no, the noigim beedis. Al koponim, we're back to Akasha. Is this, the Gemara asks Akasha and Rav, he says, how can Rav say, Mishachosmu meidim lefonov? How can Rav say, Mishachosmu meidim lefonov? How are you allowed to write the Ashrase? It's Merzik Yeshikre, so Taisvis asked. We don't paskin like Rav Papi, and Rav is chaylik on Rav Papi. So what's pshat in the Gemara's kash? V'tiretz Rabbeinu Tam, the derech ha-shas la-hakshoys, afilu midova deloy have hilchus ha-hochi. So the Rabbeinu Tam avoids the whole problem. He says, ein ha-chanami. That's a teretz to the kashet. The Gemara could have said, we don't paskin like Rav Papi. The Gemara could have said that. The Gemara asks the Kasha, the Gemara doesn't go into this. That's a teretz, that's a geshmak of teretz. The Gemara could have said this teretz. The Gemara asks the Kasha, and assuming that it is a Kasha, so the Gemara says a different teretz, Mishe Kosvu. Upoisik Rabbeinu Tam. So, la loch etake, we don't, so don't be in the spoil from the Gemara's Kasha. From the Gemara's Kasha, it's not muchach that we attack chayish from Merzik Shikra. We're not chayish from Merzik Shikra. No, the Gemara asked it. La loch, we're not chayish from Merzik Shikra. Upoisik Rabbeinu Tam, the Kasvinen Uchese Afilu Ametaltali de Kafri. The kafre, the loy kaimelon kerav papi, the chayish lemerzik ishikre, avogav the porch mine, you porch nami minardo, bekame mekoimis, beperk shvus aides, pek yesh pachav, omrine doile kasvinen uchese, a metaltalim de kafre. Uchese a metaltalim de kafre means as follows. Uchese is a star harsho, that a mafkid, gives, writes a star, I give you over a right to be goive my pekodin from this nifkat. That's the star harsho. Now, metaltalim de kafre means that the nifkat tain is tsheker because of. You never gave me anything. But you're giving him a right to be goive your pekodin from me, you never gave me a pekodin. So the Nardoa says in Mesechtas Bobekama, Loikasvinin Uches Ametalta de Kafri de Merzik Shikra. How could you write such a thing? I'm giving you a right to mon my, if the Nifkat says that it's not your Pekodin. So the whole star is Merzik Shikra. Afal Pikain, we don't paskin like Nardoa, we don't paskin like Rav Papa, Imamela, it's, we write it. V'yesh meforshim. Now others say a different teretz. We had a kash with on paskon et rav papi. V'leset dekoma bakois beperikol aget. That what the Gemara says v'leset. So Taisa said understood pshat v'leset means that we don't paskon et rav papi. No, it means as follows. The loiboy lemeime de leset le rav papi. We don't paskon et rav papi. Oh, the lesser lekushe, the kash isn't shver. She'en ledameis ashrese shehu maise bezden l'shar shtoris. Pshatn, the Gemara wants to affirm that Rav Papa is speaking about a maise bezden. If you're writing a maise bezden, you're b'moisev tlos avin, you're writing, you cannot write a maise bezn that's merzik shikra. Bezn, which is the epitome of mishpot and tzedek, bezn cannot even write such a document what's merzik shikra. That's a din in a maise bezn. Masha'en kein ashtar, which is a contract, which is an agreement between two people, and there's no chsima yet, so there's no problem in writing it. You can write the nusach before. When it'll be negeil and maisa, you'll chasm and you'll give it over. But there's no problem whatsoever to write a nusach by a shtar. There's no, the whole problem of merzik is shikris only by maisa bezn. The b'maise bezdin lekul alma chayshin lemerze kishikre. B'maise bezdin there's a din merze kishikre. But by shtoris there's no din merze kishikre. Agavuche, this is grad a very negayedik anhoge or problem when we write the ksubis by a chasene. So in the Ksuba it says v'konina minei, and that the Eidim were mekabel kinyan from the chosen. Now the Ksubis leave over the there's a space v'konina because right out this merzik shikre because b'shas it was written there's no v'konina. you first have to, that means the Mesad the Kedushin who fills out the Ksuba, writes the Vekonino after they were Mekabal Kinyan, then they write the Vekonino. Now, Lemaise, if they wrote the Vekonino before, Zechnish Kefalach, the way Taisva says over here, that this whole psul of Mezek Yeshik is only by Maise Bezen, not by Eshtar. We don't paskin like her puppet. V'ri midinafir tirits, another teretz. We don't paskin take like her puppet. But, the lachatchile vade chashine le merzik eshik. Her puppet said a shtik teure, an ashrese that was written before the kiyum is posel. That was Rav Papa's memory. In Lechatchile, we sicher don't write something that's merzik yeshikre. So he says, V'rimidan fir tirtz Lechatchile vadech eshini lemerzik yeshikre. K'da'omrulu Rav lesafri ki yesvisu behinu. If you're writing the shtar behini, write where it is written, not will be given over. Aber bei dir wird leich erschienen. Lohochi porchochi da habe lech atchille. Vohode koma de lessele drav papi, eine die wird. Bei dir wird we don't pass can leich drav papi. He says, even Rav Papi Mistoma was the one that spoke about an Ashrasa. So he, Grad, says that it's possible if it was written Merzik Eshikredik. That we don't paskin. But Lachatchila we zicha have to be chayish that we should not write a document which is Merzik Eshikredik. But b'dievet we don't paskin like Chapap. Now, what's called dievet? That he itse da koisev. Kivin shahoiso tzricha larza lebezdin kidievedomi. Since she would have to go back to Bezdin, so that's considered kidieved. There the shaila was that a woman had to swear, and she had to go someplace else to swear, so Bezdin wanted to write a shtar, and the shtar said as follows, this woman swore, and she's potter to pay. Bezdin wrote the shtar already, and they wanted to give it over to a shalish, that the shalish should hold it, and when she'll swear, we'll give her the shtar. So there, and there the Gemara is from Rav Papi. Rav Papi says, not to do such a thing, it's merzik yeshikre. So there it's considered b'dievet, because if you won't write it till she swears, she'll have to come back to Bezdin, it'll be a big tircha for her. So Memela, that's why it's considered b'di'evit. For sure, nami the kasvina metaltli the kafre heine mishum kibin de niyochel eilech shom, since the mafkit cannot go over to the nivkit k'di'evitomi. Zog the Gemara weiter. Shmami not las. Now from this aloche that Rav or Ravuna had said, that the Edim, that the two Dayonim are made in front of the third Dayan. So we have here, we can learn three halachas. Shema mino Eid Nase Dayan. Number one, we can learn from your Eid Nase Dayan. Ushma mino dayonim hamakirim chsimish yidei eidim einon tzrichin lohoid bifneim. That the dayonim who are makir the chsime, you wouldn't have to say eidis, because it would seem the only reason these two have to say eidis for the third one is because he's einay makir. Shnayim makirim chsimish yidei eidim echad einay makir. Is meidim b'fon of a choysim. It seems because he's not makir. But if all three would be makir, so finished. So you don't need any edus whatsoever. You go in chasme right away. You'll make an ashras right away. But since there's a third one that's not makir, that's why you have to go and be meid l'fon. So that's the second shema mino. Dayonim hamakirim chsimish yedei edim. Einam tzrichen loid b'fnei. Ushmamino, and the third thing we can learn now, Dayonim she'ein makirim ksimis yedei edim, tzrichin lohoi bifnei kol echod ve'echod. That it is not sufficient that two of the Dayonim are makir the ksime, but you have to, because here we have two of the makir the ksime, you need all three Dayonim have to be makir the ksime. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Eid nasedai, shrei heshnayim, heidu ala chasimis. The two were made on the chasimis, and they're the dayonim. Tzrichin lohoid bifnei kol echod ve'echod. She'im he'idu bifnei hashnayim, if you were made before two dayonim, ein ha'gimel yochel achtoim, so the third dayon can't be choisim. Da hoche hutzruchu hashnayim lohoid bifnei ha'gimel, because here we see that the two dayonim have to be made for the third dayon. It's not sufficient that two dayonim know. You have to be made before the third day. So we have three shmaminos. And zok the Gemara, maskiv lo Ravashi. So Ravashi says, on these three shmaminos, I could ask a kash. Bishloime eid nasedayim shaminimino. The first shmamino eid nasedayim that I hear, because these are eidim, they were made before the third dayin, and they themselves are dayonim. So we see eid nase dayin. Elo dayonim hamekirim simis yedei eidim ein tzrichen loid bifneihem. But you tell me another thing. If all three would have been makir d'chsimis, then they would just go in chasme without any ceremony of agodim. Dilma loy lameim aloch tzrichen. I'll tell you that no, that it's not sufficient that they're makir the chsime. You need a teiras hagode for these dayonim. Vishani hochi dekom mekayim hagode bechad. There is a hagode. Fakert, these two dayonim who are saying edus before the third, so there is a hagode that they're makir the chsime. So memele, so I'll tell you that by kiyum shtoros we'll see in Tosfos Klo what why the havamina would be that we should need a agode. But so Ravashi says could be you do need a agode. You cannot be mikayim ashtar stamazay because all three dayonim recognize the chsimis. You need a agode. And here there is a hagode, because the two dayonim are made in front of the third one. And the way we mentioned before, the Shita Sarajbe is Bishasta saying Eidis, these two are also dayonim. It's Kabbalah's Eidis Lefnei Shloisha. So Mamish, you have here hagodes Eidis Bifnei Bezdin. So all three dayonim are hearing Eidis from two Eidim. Now, and the third shmamino, you said v'dayonim she'makirim chsimis yidei eidim tzrichin lo b'fnei kol echod ve'echod. You wanted to bring a third ray, that even though two of the three dayonim are makid chsime, that's not sufficient. You have that all three have to be makir. So there's also no ray. Dil meloy lamei meloch ein tzrichim. Could be, if two Eidim know it's sufficient. Abu Vishani Och, the like a Mekayim, Agode Klau. Here there's no Agode whatsoever. So if there's no Agode, that's why you have to go and tell the third one. Really could be two out of three is enough. If two of the Dayonim are Makir D'Chsime, that's sufficient. But over here, that way you have to go and tell the third, because if you won't tell the third, there won't be Agoda, period. And could be the way I told you before, that by Kiyum Shtoros, it's not sufficient that they recognize the Chsime. By kiyum shtoris, you have to be meyid bifnei bez. Al koponim, so we had three shmaminos, and the first shmamino remained at eid nasa dayin, and the next two shmaminos, the gemara, there's a pilpul in it. A second shmamino was that you do not, you can be mekayim without an agodas eidus, and the third shmamino was that you need, every dayin has to be aware of the kashrus of the chsime, and these two, the last two shmaminos, Ravashi was doiche, could be fakert, that you do need agodas eidus by kiyum shtoris, and that's why you have to say for the third time. Let us see Rashi. צריכן לאי בפני כל אחד ואחד שמעידו בפני השניים אין הגימו יחלחתם, דוחו צריכו השניים להויד בפני הגימו. דלמה לאי לאם צריכן להויד. Could be, you have to say Eidus. Shein Eidus, Ella Yedei HaGodus Eidus. Can only have Eidus if there was HaGodus Eidus. Vishani Hochid, the Kamekaima HaGod, Ibnei HaYochid, Shein Eimakir. Here there's a HaGod before the third one. But, if they wouldn't say Eidus, let me guy my God, they clearly lay have a misade biyap. Zuck the Gemara weiter. Yosef Rababe v'komolo lo shmaite de Eid Nasedai. He said of Abba Kaponim, we see that Eid Nasedai, these two Dayonim are made before the third one, and then they themselves become Dayonims. We see Eid Nasedain. Eisfer Rav Safra L'Rababe. Lo'uhu Shloisha. Vehein Bezden. There were three people who saw the Lavonim, and they're eligible to be from the Sanhedrin, the Mekadesh, the Chaydish. We'll see in Rashi, they saw it at night. So, therefore, you can't say Leite Shmiya Gdeila Miriya. But Al Koponim, so the three of the Sanhedrin saw the Lavona at night. The next day, Yam Dushnayim, so two of these three should stand. V'yeshivu mechavireyem Eitzel HaYochid. Now they take two more of the Sanhedrin who did not see the Lavona. And they'll sit these two Dayonim together with the Dayan who saw with them last night. V'ye'idu b'fneim, and now they're going to say Eidus before these three. Now what? We saw the Lavona last night. So these two Dayonim will say before the three, we saw the Lavona last night. And the three will say now, v'yayimru, and then they'll say, mekudish, achaydish, mekudish. Now, why do you need yeshivu, mechavreyim etzel ayochid? Why do you need two more dayonim? Shen ayochid nemen ayidei atzmoy. By kiddish achaydish, ayochid mumchez not sufficient, you need three dayonim. Period. Now, ve'isal kedaitoch, if you'll tell me the eid nasedayim, that a person who said eid is sufficient, it could be a dayin also, lomali kuli hai, so why do you have to get another two dayonim, leisvu beduchtayu velikachi, that means let them say eid in front of the third one. And then they'll sit down there before they weighed them. That's before. Now they'll sit down and they'll be dayonim. You're telling me aid, nasa dayin. A person who was an aid can become a dayin also. This was the kasha that Rav Safra asked Rababe. Omalei, So he answered him, Afle didi koshali. So the kasha bothered me also. V'she'il teile, Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta. V'Rav Yitzchak l'Rav Huna, v'Rav Huna l'chiye barav, v'chiye barav l'Rav. V'Omar lohu, and Rav told them, Hanoch le'edis ha'chodesh de'eraisa. Eidus HaChodesh is HaDeraisa, and by Deraisa we say, Ein Eid Nase Dayan. V'kiyim Shtor is the Rabbonon. Kiyim Shtor is only a the Rabbonon. In a Torah you don't need Kiyim. By the Rabbonon we say, Eid Nase Dayan. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Ra'u Gimel, Be'edis HaChodesh Koi, Ve'ein Bezdin, Misanhedrin, Amikachines Achoidish, Yamduashnayim, Liois Eidim. So these two will now become Eidim. Vohosam Pochinon, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah asks a kasha, why do you have to say Eidis? Loitesh miya gdoila miriya, that means all three Dayonim saw the Lavona, so why do you need Eidis? Shmiyas ha'edim should not be greater than Riyas ha'maisa. So what's better? If two Edim come to Bezin, they can be Mekadish to Chodesh. And if Bezin themselves saw the Levona, they can't be Mekadish to Chodesh. Loite ha'shmiyah g'dayla miriyah. Umakmina lo, so the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah answers, Ksharua bolaylo. It is speaking about that they saw that night. L'fikachim lo ye'idu la'boiker al meh yoimru mikudish. If they won't say Eidus, and what will they say mikudish? Yeah. Now, Poshet Pshat is that the Rashbam says in Baba Basra that at night they don't have a Torah Tayonim. So Memele, so when all three saw at night, they saw it when they were not in the Matzav of Dayonim. So Memele im lo yoidu la boike al ma yoimru mekudish. What can they say? That what they saw at night, they only ever did Eidus at night. They only ever did Dayan at night. So Memele, yeah. So that's why al ma yoimru mekudish. The Dayonim did not see the Levonis. So the Dayonim have to hear from Eidim that are made bifneim. So the Gemara says, "Leis v'beduchtayu acher sheidu befonov." Yeah. Let us see Tosfos. Zuk Teisves, Ushma mino dayonim amakirim chsimes eidim, ein tzorich lohoyid bifneim. That was the second Shma mino. You don't have to say eidis. Now, Teisves had a problem. What kind of havamino would there be? There's a pilpul in the Gemara. The Gemara says, maybe you do have to say eidis, and they are saying eidis, they're saying eidis for the third dayan. So Tosfos says the Kasalka Daitech the Tzoich Lohoid Bifneim. The Gemara have mean that you have to say Eidus in front of the Dayonim Hamikaimin Esashtar. In fact, Tosfos, what kind of have mean is there? Afal Gav the Loite Shmiye Gdoila Miriya. Why should you have to say Eidus? That means if the Bezdin is Maker the Chsimis, so Memele, why is this worse than if Eidim come and say Eidis, that these are the chsimis of the Eidim? So Tosfos says, Lefisha yanirin yoiser bezdin. if you're made in front of them, then it looks like they're a bezdin. V'she'ein me'idin bifneihem, if you won't be made in front of them, einire ela ke'eid mipi'eid, and you don't see that there's a bezdin over here. It just looks like that these two Eidim are being made, that yene two Eidim said Eidis. But there's no bezdin, and Eid me pi Eidis posel. Umitam ze itzrichu gimu bekiim shtoris, tavasagi bebeis. Eistis, bachsame the svore is, that Emerson two dayonim are also sufficient. The time you need three dayonim is because, if there'll be chalukei deis, but here there's no chalukei deis over here. There's no din really over here. But that they were misakin yini three, it should look like a bezin. It shouldn't look like eid mipiyed. Ela mishum debin yishay bezin ki defrishis. Va'oidoy merid esalke daitach detzrich aloid befneim. Mishum de pa'omim, another reason. Why you have to be made b'fnei the dayon, mishum de pomim ein makirim ela yidei sharo balayla. How did the first two dayonim know that this is the chsim of Reuven and Shimon? Because they saw once Reuven and Shimon chasme, so they know what Reuven's chsima looks like and what Shimon's chsima looks like. And what if they saw it at night? So memele, that riye is not a riye of dayonim. The lekele memelei teshmi yigdoyle me riye. The Shmiya Nechayla Liya is Palayla, Kedama Barai Shoshone. The Chakiras Eidim Ketchilas Din Dami, but Chilas Din Einela Bayim Kedam Rinim Besanhedron. Taisu seems to say another Svorim, before we mentioned the Rashbam Svorim, that you don't have a Teres Dayonim. Taisu, it would seem that Kabbalas Eidis, Chakiras Eidim is a Din of Chilas Din, and we're not maschal adin bayoyim. So memele, we're not maschal adin balayla. So memele, if the dayonim would have seen how Reuven and Shimon chasmed balayla, would that be apostle handpick? So memele, that's why there's a svara to say we should always need that you should be made b'fnei adayonim. Bifnei kol echod ve'echod esal kedaitach kivin she'idu bifnei shnayim yochel ha'shlishi lichtoi val smach ha'shnayim af ha'pi shle yidu befonov. I saw now the Yosef, that's once the same shot, because me'ikradin a bezin of two is enough. You need a third one, it should look like a bezin. So I would think, so I have three already, but theoretically, you only have to be made bifnei shnayim. They need to say, if to be made b'fnei kol echod v'echod. So the Gemara answers, ha'anach leidus ha'chodesh d'iraise. U'b'd'iraise ein eid nase dain. Min ha'toire ein eid nase dain. V'taime. Now Tosis asks, why is it that way? Why can an eid be a dain also? Say, eid is not be a dain. V'taime dain eid nase dain mishum debinin shi yi'idu lifnei ha'dayonim. Because the Seder of Haggadah Eidus is, you have to say Eidus lifnei hadayonim. K'moi shemeforesh Rashbam, t'chsiv v'omdu shnei ha'anoshim, eilu ha'edim, lifnei Hashem, eilu hadayonim. So it seems from the Pasuk that the Seder has to be that there are two groups of people. There's Shnei Anoshim and there's Hashem, which is going under Dayonim. So you have to have, B'shas HaGodes Eidus, you have to have that they have to be made Bifnei, on the Lifnei Hashem. So these two Eidim cannot be the Dayonim also. They can't have a double role. That means they can't be the Eidim and Dayonim at the same time. You need Omdu Lifnei Hashem. So the Ktzois in Simen Zion asks Akasha, so he says, according to this Lomdis, what will the Aloha be if you have two Eidim that will say Eidis Bifnei Dayonim? Fine. So it was Omdu Lifnei Hashem.
And now on this din Torah, they'll be the Dayonim. That means L'chayre, the Pasuk is only telling us that B'shas HaGodes HaEdis, you need Edim and you need Dayonim. Fine. But after these Edim said their Edis, let them now sit down and be the Dayonim. And he says, M'shas HaPoiskim, it would seem that these Edim can never be Dayonim. So Memeli doesn't understand the first Teretz of Tosfos. V'yesh mefoshim mishum debinin Edish atayocho la'azimo. A different time, that the Edis has to be such an Edis that you'll be able to be Masim Edis. We may Edim nasu dayonim, if the Edim are the dayonim, Edis ain atayocho la'azimo, so you won't be able to be Masim them. Shlo yekablu hazom alatzmon. They won't be mekabel hazom on themselves. So memeilus hotzeidish yata yochel hazimo. Umiyu lefi tamzeh. So if you're saying a whole new lomdis, that ein eid nasadayim, because the dying will not be mekabel hazom on the eid, since they're the same person. So ibezeil kamari me'edim kreivim ledayonim. And in Mechayim Lohoi, it's also the same time, Likabal Azom Aleim. Elo, you have to say, Kibin Dibnei Azom Aninu Bebez, Nach Eidish Yatiyoch Alazim Mekirinim Bey. Ochenami, Yedai Yenasa Eid, he can be Mazim them in a different Bez. So that's Taisvis Kasha on the second Pshat. I once heard, a Gevaldik HaOreh, I think I heard this from Rabbi Avraham Gendel Zechayna Levroche, but the Ha'ore is a Moiradiki Gishmak Ha'ore. Taisvis is explaining to us why Ein Eid Nasedayim. Ein Eid Nasedayim because it's Eidish Yatayoch Alazimam. Rabbi Kivega in the Tshuvah Simen Kufayin Vov says as follows. He says, how do you know that a cotton is posel Eidis? So he says, because says Vomdo Anoshim, Anoshim Buloi Ktanim, a kotnes posalitis. So Bekebege asked, why do you need a posik? Typically it's Eidish Yatayochal Azimoy. Can't be Mazam a kotn. So he says, you know, Kiddush HaChodesh is an Eidish that they don't need Yochal Azimoy. Because who are they saying Eidish on? They're saying, who are they saying? It's like Sana Bereyach Eid Shoker. He says, this Eidus is Eidus Yatayoch Alazimoy. So that's me, he asked, it's a Pele. Our Gemara says, Ein Eid Nasadayim, by what? By Kiddush HaChodesh. And by Kiddush HaChodesh, and Taisa says, what's the problem? Because it's Eidus Yatayoch Alazimoy. And Rabbi Kiveika says, by Kiddush HaChodesh, you don't need Eidus Yatayoch Alazimoy. Now, Taisa says further, V'davke be'ed ha-meyed amrini d'ened nasadayim, V'davke be'ed ha-meyed, if the eid said eid is, then he can't be a dayim. The shaykhi ha-ne taimitz, v'omdu, z'ed ha-shet yochel ha-zimo, avol eid she'ene tzoich lohoi, but if an eid who witnessed the maise, but you don't need him for an eid. Kigoyin sheyeh shacherim sheyidu. There's others which are saying eidus. Or kigoyin sheru bayoyim shein eitzorich lohoid. Dloy teishmi yegdoyle meri is the nasedayim. That means if you don't need him to be an eid hameyed, then he could be a dayim, even though we saw the maise. V'dav kibedinei momenis. Avo bedinei nefoshis. Afilu eid shein tzorich loy dey nasedayin l'rabbi kivim. If he saw the maise, he cannot be a dayin. Omer b'mesechus makis, afilu hein meye kulum eidim, and they can't be dayonim. Vatayimem mefosh begru bezdin, mishum dechsi v'itzilu ha'edo. That the dayonim have to be able to be matzel den eden. Vahanoch, and a person who saw how Reuven killed Shimon, it's not because they should be able to be matzal the Nidin. Kiven the chosel the kotel, sule chosel eischuse. So therefore Rabbi Kiva holds that by Eidus Nefoshes, afilu a dayan who saw the mice, afilu you don't need him to be made, is also possible to be a dying. V'davke b'derayse, we say, ein eid nasa dayin, אבל בדרבונן, אפילו עד המייד, נעשה דיין.